Yeah, definitely have to focus on us. We know what we have to do on the offensive side of the ball, convert first downs and or third downs, and stay on the field as much as we can, control the ball, and try to score some points.
As a professional athlete, though, do you take that as insulting at all when you hear those kinds of things?
I mean, you really don't pay attention to it. I mean, obviously it's out there, and, it's tough, but, you know, we're getting better, and we feel we're getting better as an offense. We had our best offensive performance yards-wise last week, so if we just continue getting better, the points will show up and the plays will show up, and hopefully we can get a win out of it.
Denver had one of its worst defensive performances. Are there some things to exploit in the passing game, maybe? Attack?
Well, I mean, Dallas had a great passing. I mean, they're number two in the league, I think, in passing. But same thing. We had a good passing attack last week. And the thing is, we just got to take one play at a time and take what they give us. If they give us the big plays, we'll try to take advantage of that. But other than that, just control what we can control.
As a quarterback, you know, seeing what Peyton's done, just evaluate that as a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, it's remarkable. I mean, it's never been done before. He's an all-time greatest, and he's a role model. I mean, for every quarterback to watch him, to want to be like him, and, I mean, he's just a great player.
Chad, what do you like about Clay Harmon?
I mean, I think he's just quick. I think he's definitely getting better in, run blocking. He just gives us an advantage against safeties and linebackers on matchups, one-on-one matchups, getting down the field. And it seems like when he has the ball in his hands, he makes things happen. And we're going to try to get him the ball as much as we can.
I mean, obviously, I feel better than I have in the past couple weeks. But, my main focus, obviously, now is to do what I can to help our offense be better. I thought we played much better this last week. Obviously getting Blackman back. You know, I know Mark asked me that question, like, will Blackman help the pass game? Well, obviously that was answered.
It helped
everything. So that's good. We want to get We obviously want to get healthier, and we feel like once we're a full healthy offense that we'll be able to make plays. So we just glad to get guys back and get guys that are out there healthier, and we'll be able to roll.
There must be more pressure playing against the Broncos to perform on offense than there is maybe playing against a good defense, just because you're trying to keep them off the field?
Well, we've played teams like that before here. Obviously, Peyton with the Colts, so we played them. When you play Tom Brady and the Patriots, you know, they do some great things on offense. But what we have to do is control what we control, which is execute our game plan against their defense. Obviously, they have Pat Rose on their side. They have Wesley Woodard, a top linebacker. Their corners are playing pretty decent. And we just have to continue to execute our game plan and do it if we can to put up points and keep our defense off the field. That's our main focus. You know, like we only had 60 plays last week, and it's not enough to, you know, especially going against a high power offense like this. So we got to continue to work on what we have to do, which is stay on the field, convert on third downs, get first downs, and keep rolling.
What's ideal play wise?
I don't. I think at the beginning of the year it was like we're trying to get to 80. So. That's kind of where you want to be at. So that's something we want to work on. You have a question, Gene?
I'm just here observing.
Okay, just making sure.
28 points. Underdogs. I mean, pride.
I've been an underdog my whole life. I came from Antioch, California. You were there. You saw it. That doesn't mean anything. We're going to continue to go out there and play the way we play. We've gotten better each week. We want to continue doing that. And we're adding weapons. We're getting guys back. And that's our main goal. You know, it's to kind of go from what we did last week to keep going. It's a young team, a lot of young players. You know, as Coach would say, Murphy is here. But the way you defeat Murphy is you just keep fighting. You keep playing. And we'll see how things turn out. There's no way in hell we're going to back down, though. I mean, we're going to go out there and play our game the same way we always have. And we'll go out there and have fun.
There are a lot of young guys, but you're an older guy who's been through a lot. How do you keep your morale?
I've matured. I've matured a lot. Okay. I think, part of this, I think obviously having kids helps with this as well, but, you like that one, Lonnie? All right, good. I'm glad you like that one. I think for the most part is, As an older guy on this team, there's a way you can show guys how to work. We do have a lot of young guys, so we try and teach them how to watch tape, how to study, how to work on their craft, to get better at their craft, and to continue to not be satisfied with just having a good day, have a great day, and try to be the best you can be. And obviously, losing doesn't help that. But you got to go through some tough times. I'm not going to say the quote that I said is from Shawshank Redemption when he went through the little gutter. He went through 500 feet of sewage and came out clean on the other side. And that's what we're going through right now. We have some tough times, and yeah, it's going to happen, but we're going to continue to fight, and hopefully, you know, I know it's going to happen that we'll be, you know, back to a top-tier team.